Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
And good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR, Community Radio, 8:55 on the AM dial every Sunday morning, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Oh.
We've got old trees here.
Good morning, everyone. I'm definitely bushy-tailed.
Oh, yeah. Bushy-tail. The dag's hanging off you. And we got the Southeast Shadow. Back from a hiatus. I don't know what he was doing. Work 2 weeks, takes 2 weeks off. Not bad.
Not a bad roster.
Yeah, yeah.
How do we get on those swings?
Yeah.
Can't say, mate. No comment there, mate. No comment.
Oh, you sound like you're in a commission. How was your trip?
Oh, it was good, mate. The sun was out. 20 degrees up there. Singlet and shorts, mate. So.
Lovely.
How'd you go?
He went all right. They come third. Congratulations to the boys down there.
Well done.
They come third. Yeah. No, he played well.
Good time had by all.
Was it? What do they drink? Bundy up there? I don't know, something.
Diesel.
Bit of sump oil.
Not touching that stuff.
Two makes shadow here.
2 makes. Yeah, but no, it was good. It was good to get away.
Where'd you go? You went to Queensland first, and then down.
So you go up to Coolangatta and drive down an hour.
That's not bad.
It wasn't too bad. Down there, Byron Bay ways. It was nice.
Rugby tournament,
under 12s nationals, so they come third. It's hard to beat Queensland and New South Wales.
Any good restaurants or anything up there?
Wasn't too bad. The old River Pub on Main Street, Ballina, wasn't too bad there.
Got a hiding, did it?
They call it a palmy up there.
And
they looked at me weird and said, can I have a palmer?
Those Muppets like Corey and Geelong call it that too.
Do they?
Palmy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a palmy.
All the way down New South Wales way, down Geelong.
Geelong.
It must be a weird, it's a weird thing.
As soon as you pass a little river,
it's all downhill.
It's different.
It's all downhill. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
different. They wear dungarees and gum boots flat out down there. on your galah.
Yeah. But no, it's been a big week, hasn't it?
Been going on, eh? Obviously, we've had the terms of reference for this Royal Commission come out. They've announced that there this week.
Yep.
Obviously, it's terms of reference actually state what they're actually going to be looking at.
You've got to be a professor to work out what they've actually written.
Yeah, like they always do. It's all in limbo and all this shit. But, yep, they've written about it. So, obviously, they'll have powers to go in towards looking at the big build and all that there. They reckon it's going to stretch to all parts of construction except for domestic sector.
Yeah.
So obviously, they don't want anything in there to get done right either, I guess.
Yeah.
But I suppose it's watch this space. They reckon that there's a separate eye backer getting fast track powers and all that there, and all this, stuff.
Clear as mud.
Nah.
If they actually did their jobs, it'd probably work.
Yeah.
But
it'd be good if it wasn't just into us. But let's not forget who's running it. It's a Labor government. Yeah. And you think they're going to make themselves look like expose themselves for their
not at all
the shit they've done on the big build and the, you know, the incompetence on their behalf of not getting proper quotes or anything like that. I doubt it very much.
I think it's got to come down to a lot of legal and technical terms. You know what I mean? Look, the reality of it is, it isn't just into the CFMU. Hopefully it stays that way. It's supposed to be into everyone. They reckon everyone's up for investigation, even ministers of the thing. But like the Sparrow just said, it is run by the politicians sometimes. Yeah. So it's not a...
They've appointed some judge from South Australia.
I can't remember the name. His name escapes me at the minute there, but...
Escapes you, doesn't it? Jeez, I think a few things escape you, mate.
I'll tell you what. Daily exercise is one of them.
I feel you, mate. I feel you. Don't stress.
But a couple of stubbies at the old BT.
One on the wood.
Yeah, 100%. That doesn't always goes down a tree. But obviously. So you're gonna hear a lot of shit. It's they've set a timeline of 12 months. Mm. They've given it a budget of $50 million. So
someone's going to make a lot of money.
Effectively, that could have been a school or an upgrade to a hospital or something.
Or a satellite hospital like that one in Cranbourne. That was $50 million.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Rather than just call it for what it was. They have no evidence, you know what I mean? The unions have done anything wrong, but they don't want to call it the builder, so it requires a big hoo-ha about it because obviously Labour looks like they're getting a bit of up and comings in the polls with all this shit going on.
I've seen yesterday's 100 days.
100 days.
So it's going to get worse for us before then.
Oh, for sure.
I'll ramp it up. Mackenzie will come into
form. We'll have our own page.
The election will be done. We'll have a royal commission. He won't have anything to do.
The judge, jury, and executioner of the newspapers.
Yeah. Did they run the terms and conditions past Mackenzie? Make sure he was happy with it. You know?
I reckon he wrote them. Because look, anyway. Speaking of that bloke, he's no interested in any facts. That bloke, he just prints what he wants.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and then obviously we had the Commission of Inquiry, BND, run through the ringer this week.
Yeah, speaking of facts.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I noticed
the head IR bloke.
Yeah, he wasn't covering himself in glory, was he?
Getting chauffeured driven by someone, got pulled over.
Yeah.
And it's all come out on film.
I tell you what, it was like watching one of those episodes of Cops. Remember back in the day?
It was almost like an RBT.
Waiting on him pulling out a bag of paint.
Yeah, I know.
What have you been sniffing in there?
He was not happy about getting pulled over. But
it's just not a great look. I always laugh. The stuff all these politicians accuse the CFMU of.
Yeah, true.
You find all these other builders and all these. And look, the reality of it is the builders of BMD, they're a national civil infrastructure company, massive donator to the Liberal Party in Queensland.
Which is the first builder on the Olympics.
On the Olympics, correct. Yeah. So, Jared Bligh, he's deputy premier up there, and he's a workplace relations sort of. That's his portfolio. Yeah, he's the one who's always out bagging us flat out. But as soon as there's a little bit of grime thrown at the builders, they were put in that position, you know.
They couldn't have known who they were employing.
Sure they didn't.
Yeah.
But the media still find a way to twist it.
Yeah, 100%.
So it looks like it.
Is now, it's not still not illegal to be a bikie.
No.
So they're allowed to work, you know what I mean? Make it illegal to be a bikie and then charge 100%. Whoever you want, you know.
Yeah. But once again, although it's just a political witch hunt against the CFMU, but obviously 100%. BMD got their day in the sun. Obviously,
I think their IR manager might be looking for a new job today. Just quietly.
I'd love to know what's happening with all the government contracts all over the country. Mm. Surely they should all be getting torn up.
100%.
That's you know, if that's what they're saying,
it's all about kicking all the CFMU off all their jobs.
Yeah, 100%. They have all these authorities going around kicking off people who are just in the newspapers, actually found guilty of anything, just in the newspaper getting kicked off.
Are they the ones? Oh, that's WeBuild, not inducting Stuart's at the moment.
Yeah, WeBuild won't induct 31 pin notices. That was as of like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Could have doubled
They would have cracked 50 by now.
Yeah. But, you know what I mean? When we talk about all these infrastructure mobs, multinationals too, you know what I mean? They don't care. No. BMD aren't multinational, but they may as well be.
They've got a stadium named after them.
They carry on with, you know what I mean? They do too. They've got they're not accountable to anything.
I was actually up here the other day.
But you know what I mean? You imagine you're just a worker just going to do your job and you're put in an unsafe environment by BMD and it's made political.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think it was a crane driver threatened on the job. You know what I mean?
Stood his ground too.
Yeah, that's right.
But like, what? You know what I mean? But these people obviously don't care.
Oh, that's what we're up against.
Yeah, but anyway, yeah, so
it's not meant to be easy.
No. So with this commission, obviously, this Royal Commission in Victoria, it's due to last a year. I'd be surprised if it's over in a year. $50 million in a year, that's probably going to double, possibly triple.
They'll true that up in the first 6 months.
100%.
Sure.
Yeah, but the what's the space? Obviously, we have to do what we got to do. What we do on the ground doesn't change. You know what I mean? Members still need to be represented.
That's right.
Workers still need to come to work, go home safe. You know what I mean? And still need to be paid. So that's why that's happening. We'll always be here. So what else is going on? What about, speaking of the Liberal Party, what about our mate David Hughes?
Oh, I think he's lost the plot.
He's a shadow of a former self, like, you know what I mean? But anyway, he made this stupid comment during the week, and I hate giving him airtime, but he says shit, and I'm like, does he ever think about what he fucking says?
I don't think he does.
So someone, he had a go at someone, he says, oh, people are saying to my kid, kids in school that I'm a millionaire. He goes, I'm not. He says, just because I own a block of units in Caulfield, and I have the house I bought off the block, which I didn't even think I was buying. And he's got his own house, and he's like, I'm just a working class person.
I had that much money, I didn't even think I was going to buy it, and just rolled up and bought it.
So, yeah. And unfortunately, what I found funny, he keeps trying to appeal to working class people. He is so far away from being a working class person, it's not even funny. And I laugh, some people think, like working class people think they resonate with this bloke. Yeah. Unless you own 40 homes.
You're not in the ballpark.
You're not in his gang. You're not in his gang. You know? A block of units. An effort. Like in Caulfield as well.
Not bad.
Those units at the block went for a couple of mil each, didn't they?
Jeez. Yeah.
Far out.
Not
a millionaire.
And we've also had our FCD. FCD? FDC?
FDC.
FDC down at Costco. They've been getting a bit of attention.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just there.
You wouldn't think so.
Access under the roof. It's a massive roof, you know. No emergency procedures to get anyone down. One access. They think they can just have flagging 6 metres from the edge instead of some proper handrails.
So what does it take? Does it take someone to tumble off it?
Well, yeah,
before
that's
it
right.
becomes, let's put handrails up there.
Yeah. Yeah, so they haven't been on the roof pretty much most of the week. So we're back out there Monday.
It's been windy too.
Get old Rusty Nuts plumber out, plumber organiser out. And,
what is it, the 5 or 6 P's? Prior preparation prevents piss poor
performance. They've just gone to the lowest hierarchy of control.
Oh, 100%.
Straight off the bat.
Yeah,
you know? They have one access up there. The roof's, I'd guess, 60, 70 metres long. You know what I mean?
These aren't small jobs. Like, These are big jobs.
It's an
$80, $90 million
dollar job.
You know what I mean? This isn't some paddock. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Oh, my God.
And anyway, that's them. So we'll get them sorted out next week.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Another issue we're having. Anybody got any pillows they can donate to me? He's out again.
Fuck.
When I was on the show the other day, when I was talking about it, he was in the process of wrecking another.
Yeah. So no pillows for Frank.
No pillows for me, mate.
The dog's destroyed everything.
Help. Well, while she's in them. Far out. What's that, one a week?
Yeah, he must be, because he has these little toys he chews up. And part of me thinks, because he rips them apart and then he gets the little ball inside, he must be ripping up our pillows going, these are rubbish toys. These are rubbish toys. There's nothing in the middle.
No treat inside here.
Just fluff everywhere.
Far out. What about the couch? The couch is all right, though.
Oh, it's dead, mate. Just sitting on milk crates at the minute. you want to give me any milk crates?
We'll dive into this rain time. I don't know what's going on. It hasn't changed. It's pretty simple. It's 4 hours accumulative over an 8-hour period,
day,
yep.
day
yep.
or half the remaining time, whatever comes first.
After your meal.
Yeah. So that's it.
Yeah. It's interesting, all these bosses want to reinvent the wheel. So they think if you get 3 hours of accumulated time, 3.5 hours, whatever, before lunch, that half an hour you're still chasing that, it doesn't go away.
That's still there.
Right. So after lunch, you're then chasing half an hour, not half the remainder. Now, if you accumulated 1 hour before lunch, then you went after lunch, it would be half the remainder. Because that is
whatever comes first.
So all these bosses out there saying now the clock restarts and all this shit, you probably need to start reading your agreement properly. You know what I mean?
Some of our people need to be educated.
Of them do. But that's a pretty straightforward.
That's
one
the nuts and bolts of it.
You know? I used to have an old boss. I used to just go half the remainder every day.
7 o'clock, we'll half the remainder.
Half the remainder all the time. It was a good win for us.
Oh, I love it. We cut their track, huh?
Yes, and we're going out with, what are we going out? Rolling Stones, Give Me Shelter. Is that correct?
Give me shelter.
There it was.
It was a good track.
Rolling Stones, Give Me a Shoulder.
That never gets old, that song, does it?
It is old, but it still sounds good.
Well, what's the word I'm after there?
Never dates.
Never dates. It's like a fine
never
wine.
Never ages, yeah.
It's like a fine wine. I don't drink wine. Don't like wine. But anyway, it's a fine
it's
wine.
Good for you.
It's a fine wine.
Fine wine.
What's been going on in the crime world, mate?
Oh, mate. Heaps of stuff.
Don't want to depress you.
We'll leave it at that. Nah, mate. We had the crime meeting this week with all the, not all of them.
All the stakeholders roll up?
Stakeholders, yeah. Pretty much. Not all of them. A lot of them did. We just sort of come up with crane helmets on the drivers and that there, and the people who go up and help fuel up and all that there. Anybody goes up the crane, they're not being provided.
Bull crap.
What? Yeah, a lot of the builders and
because we had a campaign on this a few years ago.
Correct, because we had a death. Yeah. Gary Reid unfortunately passed away in South Yarra. Yeah. And and we've had a few crane companies and a few builders think that it's on the worker to get his own helmet, and I think you'll find in the Act they have to provide PPE.
100%.
So that was the sort of people were getting reminded of that. Work safe, we're going to put out an alert. Don't hold on to your seat.
Yeah. Well, if they want any work done on their cranes, they'll provide the helmets. Otherwise, 100%. They don't go up.
That's simple. Look, the reality of it, that's what's coming through next year. I mean, we had a death in the industry.
Mm.
This guy's death isn't going to be in vain.
No.
Just because someone doesn't want to spend money on a helmet.
What are they worth? $50.
Yeah. I don't even think they're worth that. But all these jobs, obviously, they get allotted for their PPE. It's all in their prices.
I'm pretty sure the crane companies aren't going
100%.
Up.
100%. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
So, but you know what I mean? It's beggar's belief. Some people, you know, jump over dollars to pick up and cents.
We've got the concrete gang coming up.
Oh, yeah. 31st of August, another plug on it.
Yeah. Had Foxy on the phone yesterday organising all the food and that. So.
All good.
Beautiful.
Oh, palm that off the scale. It's over. Shit, blame her if it's good. Blame her.
Yeah.
Well, Campo left us in the lurch. So,
We got a few of the girls in the office coming down to give us a hand on the day. Yeah. They were talking to me yesterday about it. Yeah.
Going to be selling some merch and everything down there as well.
Beautiful. And you can buy tickets on the day as well.
You can.
We had a retired member call up asking about raffle tickets. Yes, you can come and get raffle tickets on the day too.
Yeah. Yes.
More than welcome. Everyone's welcome. Come down. Be a part of it.
We've got the tools being sponsored. The $3,000. Old Billboard himself, he's chucking
it
in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. He's chucking it in. Should be good day. He doesn't know about that yet, but no, he wants to jump in and sponsor the day. So
come on down to Leveson. It's the place to be.
Yep.
It's a good one. Have you ever had a bad meal at the Leveson?
Never.
He's
opening specially for us on the Monday.
Exactly. Normally shut.
So it should be a good day. Looking forward to it.
Old Foxy the gent.
Yep.
Champion.
So that's the go there. That's the 31st. So everyone get their tickets in too.
Exactly.
Your tickets have got to be in to be in the draw.
Yep.
So all the stewards get that in.
Yep. And thanks to all the stewards, you have dropped them in. A lot of you have been doing it.
And the ones that haven't, you're going to be on the shit list.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Former cracking list.
Especially these ones on these massive jobs haven't even sold a book. It's pretty piss poor. It's actually shit ass.
So you're doing it pretty hard.
And as it is at the moment, there's bugger all pull ups out there, so there's no reason you can't be selling a couple of tickets on the job.
100%. What about the Flasters last week?
Oh, talk about sucking up.
Some of them didn't cover themselves in glory either, did they?
No. Some of the ones on the majors too,
some of the big ones too.
But we're coming after you, obviously.
And they all got fair warning too.
That's right.
You know, it didn't just come up out of the books.
There was a date that was given to them, and
some
of them wanted the extensions.
They wanted an extension on the extension.
On the extension?
Yeah. One of them, it just so happened the accountant was overseas when it was going on.
You're bloody joking me. That old chestnut.
Last time I checked, I don't think the accountant did all the wages and shit, did they?
How many excuses is that on the list? There's 75 excuses. What number is that?
Now you got the payday. It was a pay week, same pay, whatever.
Super, yeah.
Yeah, they're all winning.
Which is law.
Yeah, it's law.
That's right.
Mandatory.
Yes.
So it's nothing like getting ready for it. You know what I mean? Anyway. Obviously, and then also we had a bit of an incident down at one of the Hickory jobs down on Albert Park. One of the generators caught fire.
They're not supposed to do that, are they?
No, they're not. They're not meant to. But these hybrid generators are coming in.
What's a hybrid generator?
Yeah, so it's half electric, half diesel.
Oh,
So that's what I'm being told. Anyway, look, it was nothing to do with where it was placed and that there, but the manufacturer actually can't explain why it's gone up.
Shit product.
So, obviously these things are starting to become all the rage. Everyone's pushing for them, but it's the knowledge out there around them. Obviously, some of these ones with lithium is it, batteries is out
it,
there.
Is it any green? Are you using electric or diesel?
Yeah.
From what I'm being told, it's actually more carbon unfriendly to use all this electric stuff.
You know? Well, you got they've all got copper through everything. These cars all copper, which is made from coal.
So you know yourself. We spoke to one of the big builders about a year ago. He was talking about all these cranes, these dramas. You need to get these electric cranes.
Yeah.
And me and the Sparrow and the Grill at the time suggested, why don't you just use the Favcos with the biodiesel?
Yeah.
I says they cost a bit more for the diesel, but
it's cleaner.
It's actually cleaner than the electrics all up. And he said, yeah, but
they got more power. Too,
some people higher up the chain want to be looked as if, oh yeah, look how green we are, without actually being green. You know, no,
it's electric running off. Most of them are running off a diesel generator.
Exactly right.
And not to mention that. How many times has their cable been stolen?
Oh, man.
Exactly.
They climb up the top, cut the cable, drop it down, and out they go.
That's all the rage at the minute, too.
But those are lithium fires. I think they're pretty hard to pull them out.
You can't pull them out. You've got to let them
burn themselves out. That's why there's all these parameters that are meant to go in place, the ventilated areas and all that. They can't be built over the top, obviously.
Good procedure. It's not fire. Just let it burn. Get the marshmallows out and we'll watch
good procedure. crack a stubby and watch her go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then, what about Cairns again? Cairns playing up like an old whippersnapper. They're obviously doing some unchristian-like things, and they're not being very forthcoming when it comes to their consultation about new jobs.
Steve Tice, come on, man.
There's a lot of them noise.
Come on, you can do better than that. You know the game. You know how it's played.
After their big campaign, they came good for a while now.
I think everyone, man, sometimes they need to come back. Well, anyway, we'll be rolling to
Scallywags
and Sookies.
Yes.
Who we got?
Sookies, well... I reckon it was a couple of plaster companies.
There's a few plastering companies there.
One in particular,
which is probably going to get Scallywag Expo.
Well done, mate. We had Clark Cranes. They were Sookin. WorkSafe have been harassing their yard. Yeah, making them actually do what they're meant to be doing.
Accountable.
And that's, with all these builders Sookin over the rain.
Everybody wants to be right. Builders Sookin about have to get labourers to clean up the jobs and empty the bins. I mean, what's the go there?
Like, it's
putting it all on the subbies. Jesus. At the end of the day, it's your job. You've got to provide a safe
principal
job.
Principal contractor. Exactly right.
Yep.
So who do you want to go with there?
Clarks.
Clarks for Sookie. All right. And Scallywags, obviously.
Expo knew about the date coming, and then when they were parked up, we need three, 4 days to fix it. Extension on an extension.
BMD.
BMD.
Unchristian-like things, you know?
Yeah.
Want to rewrite the rules. So who do you want to go with?
South East Shadow. You pick, mate. Do something.
I'll go BMD.
BMD, done.
BMD, Scallywag, Expo for the Sookie.
And we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. And it's good morning from the Concrete Gang.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.